The only thing to report, DeMarco did not practice. Everybody else full participation. So we'll have everybody, with the exception of DeMarco, for this game.
You've always said you're a big believer in this locker room and how they kind of place themselves, get themselves ready all the time. So what's your message tomorrow night?
I've got a good one. Yeah. I've been waiting for it, and it'll be a good one, but that's for us.
Throwing any chairs or anything like that?
That's not me. Yeah. That's not me.
This week of practice, you've been satisfied with everything, the way the guys have put in the work?
Yeah, that's typically not. Yeah, it's been a very good week, really good week. Really, I mean, you're talking about it's the first time these guys have been in extended play, and the tempo in practice, it's mid-season form with the speed and the focus. I just don't think we're intimidated by anybody. So, I mean, if that makes us dangerous, then so be it. But nobody intimidates us.
I mean, you got to go up there like feeling like you have nothing to lose, right? And that adds to, I guess, the looseness that you look for, you know, going into the game.
That's this team. That's the style. They're loose. They're very focused. But, you know, nothing should change. I mean, we're here for a reason. We got to here because of the way we approach the games. I don't see why we got to change that.
What would a win in this setting mean for this franchise, do you think?
Well, based on from where we've come in 2 years, I'd say it would be very gratifying, no question about it. But, you know, there's been a lot of hard work by a lot of people from the top down to get us back into this position that we're in. And, I mean, just gratifying and I think very satisfying for sure.
How did you like the way a young guy like Jonnu Smith played, you know, in Kansas City and maybe the rookies as a whole, how they've performed through the stretch?
I think they've done well. I mean, we had a lot of snaps by our rookies. You look at Adoree's snaps, I mean, second in the league. We had a lot of guys play a lot of football, a lot of young guys. And again, I say young guys, not just rookies, but the Byards and those guys. We got a number of those guys. Obviously, they've had a big impact in us getting to this point, and going to need them even more than they know this game coming up here.
Do you think the experience that guys like Derek and Marcus got back in their college days, playing in playoff championship games and stuff like that, was there any translation or carryover to not be intimidated by the environment of an NFL playoff game?
That's a question for them. Okay, I unfortunately never had that experience, so for me, I can't answer that for them. But I'd ask them.
Mike, it's way down the road, but you guys
not really, no, not unless it has anything to do with New England. Probably won't give you much other than that.
What would it say, though, just as far as like the national exposure and that you guys are kind of on the come up and now you get this shot too to go to play in London?
Again, this is a really important game here. Whatever it does for us in the future, we'll see. But I'm not. Total focus is on New England. They have a history of guys just plugging guys in no matter where they're at. So no, it's not surprising that how effective they are with those guys. It's just the system and how they operate it is it's unique, but it's obviously it's got a history of working.
What's been, sorry, I don't know if you answered this yesterday or not, but what's been so effective for them defensively in the red zone that you've seen?
I've said it from really the beginning of the week. They rarely make mistakes. There's not a guy out of place. You know, they've been in the system for a while, starting with McCourty back there. It's a good scheme, and they're waiting for the opponent to make the mistakes, and that's typically what happens, especially when you get down close to the end zone.
You guys got to start with the no huddle last week and have late in the season. You always talk about the factors that maybe determine whether you go to it. Is their explosiveness in offense and efficiency one of those where no huddle can put you in a bind too at times? Did you have to weigh?
I think whatever way you have to score points, you have to do that against this team. So is it going to influence you to change some things? I don't, not as I stand here right now, I don't think so. But we've got a plan that we feel very good about.
How much you good that the wind's whipping around out here a little bit today, and how much you focus on, how much have you looked at maybe what you're facing Saturday night from the weather standpoint?
It's been mixed reports the whole week. Yeah. It's changed the whole week, just like the weather does. So it really won't matter. Both teams will be in it, and you know, we've had a mix of it the whole week, so we should be ready to go.